Bramble Podcast, and welcome back to Bramble.com if you're listening to us from there, or if you're listening from Stitcher or from iTunes. I just want to give you a warm welcome today. I'm Kim, in case this is the first time you're tuning in. And, you know, this podcast is all about veganism. It's all about eating healthy, delicious, beautiful foods. It's all about cooking and creating amazing meals that you'll be satisfied with, that you'll be happy with, that everybody in the family will love. But it's also about all of the other topics that I feel really kind of inform our eating habits. And it's everything that has to do with body image, self-love, body positivity, and of course, that moment of sitting down to eat. So practicing mindful eating and just having this positive mindset when it comes to your food, your plate, and your relationship with food. So all of these things packed in together in one little podcast. That's what the Bramble Podcast is all about. And today I have an amazing topic for you. It's something that keeps coming up in every single topic of conversation and in every subject, because it's just, I think it's in everybody's minds, and we've kind of got the message already that this is something that, I don't know, a lot of people are doing. So I'm talking about visualization, and we're going to discuss visualization in kind of the area of weight loss and, of course, reaching whatever goal it is you have, even if it isn't weight loss. But I'm talking about your healthy eating goals. So this is a topic that's just kind of, everybody's talking about it. People from all sorts of areas in life are kind of using this tool, and I thought it would be fun to bring it back down to what we usually discuss here and see if visualization for weight loss or for your goals really works. So that's what we're going to be discussing today. But before we do, I keep forgetting every single episode, I keep forgetting to remind you that if you can spare 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, please leave us a glowing review on iTunes or on Stitcher. This is the number one way in which people can find us. So if you've been finding healing or help through this podcast, if you've been enjoying it, if your cooking has improved, if you now have amazing ideas for your daily meals, and you're just enjoying the podcast, please, please, please give us a glowing review. It helps a lot of people just like you find us when they search for key terms on iTunes or on Stitcher. So it really, really helps us. This podcast is free. It's always going to be free. So I just want to be able to reach as many people as I can and be able to help as many people as I can. So it's all in your hands, in your little precious hands. So leave us a review if you feel like it. I would love to read it, and I would love to know what you're going through. So leave it in there too. Or of course, you can always send us your stories. You know, I love reading all about what you're going through and all about your challenges and how things are going with you. So send us a little email through our contact page at bramble.com. But now, without further ado, we're going to talk about visualization, weight loss, our healthy eating goals, improving our relationship with food, and all of that through this little kind of filter of what visualization really kind of means and if it can help us or not. So let's get into it. You know, if there's one key topic that has kind of revolutionized self-help books and TED Talks and podcasts and even business experts and mainstream news altogether, it's been this subject of visualization. Everybody has been talking about visualization and visualizing as a way to kind of attract what we desire most, right? You've heard this, you've heard talk about law of attraction and all of these things. So Olympic athletes, now that we've actually been going, well, it's just ended the Olympics of 2016, if you're listening to this way in the future. So the Olympics just finished, and Olympic athletes have been using the power of visualization for years, long before it was on Oprah. You know, they visualize a race or a jump or a match that they have to do, and it has been proven to improve performance, athletic performance, due to the power of our mind-body connection. So our muscles are kind of primed and ready when we focus on the movement we're about to do, and also when we focus intently during the process as well. So both of these things kind of go hand in hand. But now comes the big question, and the one that we're going to talk about today. Does visualization for weight loss really work, or can it at least help us in our efforts? That's the big question we're tackling. So one of the first things that I noticed when I met my husband and I went to his house, this was many moons ago, I've been with him for 16 years, not married for 16 years, but together for 16 years at the moment I'm recording this. So one of the first things that I noticed when I met him and I went to his house for the first time is that when you opened the cupboard in the kitchen that had all of the snacks and the sugary cereals and the cookies and the chocolate, the first thing that you would see when you opened that door, taped to the back of the door, was this huge magazine cutout of a supermodel in a bikini. Now, it wasn't my husband or my father-in-law who had put it up there. It was a reminder, self-imposed and stuck there by the woman of the house, by the women of the house, who were trying to lose weight. So, you know, now I have to tell you that my mother-in-law is a very funny person and everybody in my husband's family has a big sense of humor. So I'm sure that part of it was just a joke and it made everybody laugh when you opened that cupboard. But what wasn't a joke was that many members of the family, as it happens in most families, were on that long battle against weight gain. So if you think my mother-in-law's supermodel cutout seems funny and absurd, this method of visualization is more common than you think. Few people might have actually taken the time to cut out the photo, find the tape, put it in there, but actually, thousands and thousands of people at this very instant moment are pinning, following, and liking images in social media and online with the body of their dreams and asking in the comments how people did it. It's just a fact. It's something that has become really, really prevalent, especially in this kind of social media age. Visualizing is a powerful tool and it gives us this very clear goal and a clear mindset as to what we want. And in many areas of our lives, that is so important because, you know, having that goal in mind, it really, really helps with getting there. But when it comes to weight loss and those impossible expectations that we have for our bodies to look a certain way, it's worse than a dead end because the idea that we have of that body that many of us want to achieve is just so out there. It's so unattainable and it's just, you know, it's not the way to go. And these images are not helping us. So I can tell you right now that my mother-in-law's cutout behind that door just never worked. Because every time one opened that cupboard with a snack attack already in tow, you would reach for the food because it didn't deter you from reaching for the food if you were already craving something. So you would reach for the food and you would feel guilty as you were looking at Gisele Bündchen's perfect rock hard abs. And yes, Gisele was the beautiful woman in that kind of cutout. So guilt, I've told you this before, right? Guilt is the worst enemy of healthy and balanced eating. It's the worst. But, you know, that's a topic for a completely different episode. We've talked about it before as well, so I'm not going to get too much into that. But chances are that your hundreds of pinned images of the perfect booty and the chiseled arms and the flat stomach are also creating a very unhealthy mindset and headspace that is associated with punishment and restriction and deprivation. And yes, then comes the overeating or even the disordered eating. So it can be dangerous to focus on this visualizing tool when it comes to weight loss. It can be very dangerous, and a lot of people are doing it in this way. Now, I'll say it again, visualization is a powerful, powerful tool, but we've been doing it all wrong, and of course, this is in my opinion. If this is working for you, great, but I think we've been doing it all wrong, and it's time we changed it, and I have a little challenge and a little kind of a new way of looking at this. So using the power of visualization has been such a big, big tool in my own journey. If you haven't read my own personal story, I know I mention this in every episode, but I just want you to know that I am just like you, or I was just like you. I've had issues with food, with overeating, and if you'd like to read a little more about that, you can go to bramble.com and go to the About page. You'll find my story in that little tab that says About in the homepage. So using it was such a big tool in my own journey of leaving emotional eating and overeating behind. It was really important. But the key lies not in visualizing the results in our physical body, but in the way we'll feel when we've overcome our challenges and obsessions with weight, with food, with the perfect body, with that layer of fat in our stomach, or whatever it is that is plaguing you and that makes you restrict and go on the dieting merry-go-round. So it's not about the results in the physical body. Our visualization efforts should go to how we're gonna feel when we've hit that moment in which these things are at least, you know, at a comfortable, balanced place, even if they're not resolved forever, even if they're not 100% perfect, we can kind of visualize a moment in which these things are not plaguing us, they're not invading our lives, they're not controlling our lives. So that's where the key lies. But of course, I'm going to tell you a lot more about this. I'm not just going to leave it at that. So instead of putting all of your attention on what your body will look like, and remember, this is a dangerous path, since, you know, so many of us have completely unrealistic expectations of what a healthy body actually looks like, okay? I'm talking about a healthy body. A healthy body doesn't necessarily mean that body that you're looking at in the magazine. So I want you, instead of this, I want you to visualize yourself free of body image issues and just bursting with health and a healthy relationship with food. What does it look like when you reach that point in your life? And that is possible. I can tell you that right now. So the real changes started happening in my life when I stopped looking at those unrealistic images and I started to picture a future me that was completely free and happy and one that was friends with food and never felt the need to go on a diet again. One that was confident and playful and relaxed and simply enjoyed life. And I started to see myself in different types of situations. So, for example, from sitting down to eat, to playing, to having fun, to working, to enjoying time with friends, to exercising. And in all of them, I focused, and I still do to this day because this is a part of my routine, this visualizing routine, I kind of focused on a version of me that was just free, you know, free. It's such a powerful word. I was free of expectations of having the perfect body, free of food fears, free of the need to overeat to self-soothe, which was a big one for me, and especially full of that feeling of lightness. This feeling of lightness was such an important thing for me. For some reason, perhaps because I danced many moons ago, the topic of feeling light, not in my actual body weight, but just the feeling of lightness and being able to be light on my feet and just, I don't know, having this energy and just being happy and flowing with all the curveballs that life gave me, it was just a very important thing for me. It kept coming up whenever I was visualizing myself in this state. So this feeling of lightness was something that I wanted to focus on. It had nothing to do with body weight, nothing at all to do with the scale. So this had to do a little bit with being kind of physically light, for example, getting rid of that heaviness that I always felt after a meal that required kind of an instant nap right there on the table because of all of the huge portions that I was having, but it had kind of even more to do with being emotionally lighter. And that feeling of lightness emotionally is so important. It just means that you've kind of taken away all of those layers of things that are bugging you all the time, that are constantly in your head about the way your body is supposed to be and the way your body is supposed to look like and what your plate of food has to look like and if you have to restrict more or restrict less or exercise more. So all of this feeling of lightness, when all of that goes away, that is such a big part of what I visualize. Now, that feeling of freedom and happiness that only comes when you're totally happy and confident in your own skin, that was such a big part of it. Being comfortable in my own skin with all of my imperfections, this is kind of what I like to call the visualization goldmine. So forget the abs, this is it, right? When you see yourself in this state of total confidence, of enjoying yourself, of being able to enjoy food and feel that it's your friend and not this thing you're constantly fighting, it's such a big deal. And remember, we're all human. This doesn't mean that we're going to eventually reach a point in which none of these things are going to be issues anymore. We're human. We sometimes, you know, after the holidays, we might feel a little bit heavier, we might have indulged a lot more, and we kind of feel like going back to old habits, and all we have to do is kind of get back into center. We all go through this. We all need constant reminders of this path we're on because we have so many cues all around us telling us completely the opposite, right? So this was my visualization goldmine when I figured out that it wasn't about the body that I had to see and kind of recreate and fix my habits to fit that. It had to do with that place, that mental place, and that physical feeling of being light and without that emotional pressure. That's the visualization goldmine. I mean it. It's amazing. Now, this visualization has to be yours, right? It has to be your own, and it's going to depend on many factors. But I'm going to tell you a bit of what I kind of do. So my visualization is always on a beach. And although I have kind of others for other aspects in my life, the beach is something that is very powerful for me. I can kind of see myself in this moment of this visualization of this future me. I can see myself surrounded by my family, having a beautiful day at the beach, feeling confident in my own skin, walking along the shore in my bikini without fear of judgment or a single ounce of that negative self-talk that we sometimes get when we're at the beach. And even more powerful than this, though, is that I see myself playing. I'm playing all the time. Just like when I was a kid, I see myself running around with my dogs and my husband and playing in the sand and running in and out of the water, and I'm just free. I'm light, I'm with a kick in my step, and that, you know, when that mealtime comes, I see myself loving it and enjoying it, and I eat to my heart's content, and then I stop when I'm full, and I keep on playing and having fun at the beach, and I don't feel that sense of heaviness and that sense that, you know, guilt has kind of taken over, or that I don't know, that I'm just not myself, because we all have this essence within ourselves that is just playful and that wants to be happy and that wants to just enjoy life, right? So it's already there inside of us. We just kind of have to find it. So this is my central part, the central part of my visualization in this beach. This is a powerful image for me since it looks very much like the way a part of my childhood went down. It's a part I haven't talked about in the podcast or in the blog before, but I'm going to soon because I keep kind of hinting at it. And it was an important place in which a very important part of my identity was formed. And it's why it's such a safe and happy place for me. And my visualization in this place is very powerful. It makes it very powerful. That's what I mean when I told you that you have to find some place or some situation that is powerful for you. So I hold this image in my mind every day. So if I'm meditating or if I'm having an off day, or I just hold this image in my head for 2 seconds. It's really, really present. When I'm falling asleep and I can't, I just go to this place, not because it has to do with body image, but it's just a happy place for me for many other aspects as well. So I hold this image in my head, and it's been one of my master tools in helping me make better food choices. Believe it or not, because in this visualization, a very teeny tiny part of it has to do with food. It has to do with the place that I'm at. So when I hold this image and I know this is where I want to go, making healthier day-to-day choices is easier and it's more inspired. This never happened to me when I was focusing on, you know, a particular part of my body that I wanted to change and I had this idea of what it had to look like. Because when you do that, a lot of other factors come in. Guilt comes in, restriction comes in, and you're just second guessing every single little thing you're doing in your daily habits and in your exercise habits and your eating, and it just becomes so overwhelming. So that wasn't working for me, but yes, I believe that visualization works. You just have to switch out the ones that take you into that place of punishment and guilt and move on over to one that is full of hope and joy and freedom, especially freedom. This worked for me, and I think that it can certainly help you too if you start shifting that mindset towards this new way of doing it. So I visualize everything from that beach day, from the moment I get there and my dogs run straight to the ocean for a dip, to feeling the sun on my skin and how that feels like, what the temperature is like, and having the people I love around me. And I see every little bit of that day, and everything about it just feels balanced and like a place of total healing from food and body image issues. So this really helped me. I have to tell you, it was a very important tool when I was trying to overcome a lot of these issues that I've had with food. So after you're done visualizing, we're going to take this into the practical realm because you can't all leave it in your head, right? We're going to take it into practical things and transform these images into better choices in your life with the tips that I'm about to give you. So can you see why the cutout of the perfect abs or the Pinterest board called Fitspiration would take you down a totally different road? Can you see that after I've mentioned the way I do it? So sometimes, yes, it might inspire you to look at one of these images to head out for a workout, but it just always comes from this place of lack rather than abundance. It comes from this place of, I don't have this, I need this, so I need to punish myself and go do it because this is what I want. So it feels like punishment, and it feels like punishment is required to achieve it. So my little method is actually bringing you back to your essence and bringing out that wiser part of yourself that will make better choices because he or she knows there's freedom and this powerful emotional feeling at the end. That's what this image gives you. That's what this visualization gives you. It gives you that hope that there is this very powerful emotional feeling at the end of the tunnel. And that's something that's worth running out to reach for, right? It's something that's, I don't know, it makes you inspired to attain. It doesn't come from a place of lack or punishment. So on another note, let me just say that so many of the people in those fit images, they lead very unhealthy and unhappy lives since maintaining those standards is nearly impossible. This is yet another reason why those have to go. So you sometimes have this idea that these people that have these bodies have this perfect life. They never struggle with food. They never struggle with dieting. Once they achieve it, that's it. That is so not the case. Listen to any interview any supermodel has given, any kind of these people who compete in bikini competitions or are, I don't know, these athletes that kind of do it for the sake of, you know, sculpting your body and going to these competitions. Listen to any of those people share their experiences of what it took to get there and what it took to maintain that. And it's not happy and it's not healthy, let me tell you, because I've listened to a lot of those stories. So that's something that's a little side note that I wanted to kind of sneak in there because I think it's important. Okay, so what do I do now, right? Now that I've visualized this, now that I have this image in my head, you have to do a little digging. You have a little homework with this episode. You have to find what that looks for and take a few minutes, close your eyes, and try to find it. So what do you do after you visualize and, you know, how can I use this to actually change my habits and help me reach my goals, whatever those goals are, if you're trying to eat more plant-based foods, if you're trying to go fully vegan, if you're trying to eat healthier, if you're trying to lose weight, anything at all that your goal is, how can we use this visualization to help us make it in a healthy way, do it and achieve it in a healthy way? So visualization would mean diddly squat if it just stayed up there in our minds as a pretty picture, right? So now comes the fun part, and it's the fact that that image, which we're going to try to hold close and dear to our hearts every day until it becomes a habit, is going to guide our choices. So I want you to ask yourself every time you have to deal with food or with exercise or with negative self-talk, what would that girl in that image do? So in that image you're visualizing, that's you, remember? That's you. So you can see yourself in that state of freedom and balance and joy because it's absolutely possible for you to get there. So ask her, what would you do? Okay, what would you do? This is a much wiser and sensitive and empathetic version of you, and she wants you to get to where you want to go. And if you listen, you'll have all the answers inside of you when it comes to food choices and exercise and self-care and proper rest and doing this in a healthy way. And also realizing that perhaps you have nothing else to do other than move on over to a different headspace. You might have no weight to lose. You might have no reason why you have to eliminate that little teeny tiny layer of fat that is left over wherever. We have these standards that are really hard to reach, and sometimes we don't need to reach them. So this wiser part of you will know that too, okay? So this is what it's all about. I like to call this version of you, this wiser part of you, the pro. And she knows what she needs, and she knows how to find balance and do it in a way that is going to actually make you happy, not make you sick or make you even more obsessed or make you reach a point in which you have really kind of, things have gotten a little bit out of hand when it comes to restriction or anything like that. So this pro really knows what you need and she knows how to find it. So a pro doesn't punish herself through food, okay? She enjoys it. She eats it slowly, savoring every bite, and then she can set it aside once she is full. Now, of course, I'm saying she because I'm a woman and I'm talking about my little kind of visualization of myself, my little pro. But if you're a man listening to this, please substitute he for she in everything I'm about to tell you. So that was number one. But a pro also finds activities for exercise that are fun, that are doable, and that are used to make her feel alive and active, not as a punishment to achieve buns of steel. If punishment is a part of the game, you've heard me say this before, it needs to go. So a pro gets off the couch and gets active, whatever that can mean. It can mean walking your dogs for a little bit longer. It can mean walking around the block. It can mean anything you can do right now. So a pro gets off the couch and gets active. A pro can also rest when she needs to, okay? That's important, just as important as exercise. A pro sees that time spent with family and friends is golden, and it's an important part of self-care. A pro also knows that anxiety, sadness, and overwhelm are resolved by going to the root issues that cause it, not by going to food as an emotional drug. This was my story before, and I had to reach out to my pro and tell her, come on over, you know, get in here, do your thing, show me where little things need to be healed so I don't keep turning to food. A pro knows that some changes take time. They just take time, but they're coming if we approach habits and goals in a normal, balanced, and doable way. It's the only way they stick. It's the only way they last. So a pro also has an amazing instinct as to what foods are health-giving and chooses as many of these as possible at every meal without going crazy. But she has this instinct. She knows that these foods are much better for you, much healthier for you, so you center your foods and your meals around those and eat as many of them as possible without going insane. But here's another part of this. A pro understands that she's human and that she needs treats and delicious goodies as well. And that means ice cream, cookies, and cake. Yep, that need to be a part. Those need to be a part of your diet as well, because that's part of being human. Hello, I mean, yeah, right? So a pro doesn't punish herself when she strays or has an off day because she knows this is a journey and not a destination. You've heard me say this one before many times. A pro is also able to look in the mirror. This one is so important. A pro is able to look in the mirror and see all the wonderful things she's been able to accomplish in her life. And she sees beauty in her very own way. And she is slowly losing that laser view that goes straight to the imperfections when we're looking at the mirror. So this is an important one, but a pro knows how to do it. A pro knows how to do it, and you have that pro inside of you. A pro is also able to be active and move without taking it to extremes, right? She knows that there's no need to go overboard, that you can do things in a balanced way. And a pro is able to leave food and exercise aside to live all the other beautiful things that make up her life as well. When you keep your own special visualization in mind, that wiser part that is already inside you, it just comes out. And it helps you make your choices if you just listen. It's really powerful stuff, and it's hard because it's all mental. It's like starting to meditate and you suddenly have to, I don't know, get this concentration out of something that you can't look at, you can't touch, it's all in your head. Well, this is kind of the same way, but it's powerful. So if you were in the habit of meditating, maybe you can incorporate this into your meditation practice. And remember, we're focusing it on our bodies today and that quest of, you know, that quest we have in our heads of finding that quote-unquote perfect body, which is kind of non-existent in reality. that's what we're focusing on today, but you can take this into all different areas. If there's something related to work or your personal development that you're trying to achieve and that you're trying to improve and better in yourself. So you can take this to anywhere you'd like. So I want you to look for that perfect visualization for you. I want to make it all about the way you want to feel. I want you to make it all about the way you want to feel and how rich and wonderful your life will be when you get there, regardless of what your body looks like. So regardless of what your body looks like, don't focus on that in the image. Focus on how you feel, because you can hold it in your head and think of it often and start developing a conversation and a relationship with that version of you that will help you with those daily choices and help you reach your goals. But it has nothing to do with body image. It has to do with that place of freedom. Do you get it? So it's about that headspace and that emotional space and feeling happy no matter where your body is at any particular moment right now. So that's what I want you to do. You know, it's funny that my visualization is in my favorite beach, in my bikini, because a few weeks ago, my former yoga teacher, who is an incredible woman, posted a text. She kind of reposted or shared a text on Facebook that made me so happy to read. It was incredible. And I have been looking for an excuse to read it to you in the podcast. So I thought this was as good a time as any since we've been talking about bikinis and beaches. So I've decided to translate it for you. It was in Spanish, so I've translated it for you in English. And I want to use it to close and finish off this post. It's really special. And I have to give credit to both the author of this text, who is Jessica Gomez, who I have never met before, but I think your text, Jessica, is just inspiring and wonderful. And of course, I also have to give credit to my beautiful yoga teacher who shared it, because that's the way I found it. Her name is Pilar Gala. She's the creator of the Shri Yoga Studio in Madrid. It's a wonderful studio. And I hope that I can do it justice with the translation, and I hope you love it, and I hope you take whatever you need to take from this reading and you use it with your visualization to find a place of total and unconditional love for yourself. So are you ready? This little kind of text is called Dear Girl in the Green Bathing Suit. Dear Girl in the Green Bathing Suit. I'm the woman sitting in the towel next to yours, the one that came with a girl and a boy. First of all, let me tell you that I'm having a wonderful time sitting here next to you and your group of friends in this little space and time in which our paths have crossed, and in which your laughter and your transcendental conversations and the music from your stereo kind of invade the air. You know, I'm a little shocked to notice that I don't remember when I went from being there to being here, from being the girl to being the woman in the towel next to yours, from being the girl who comes with friends to the woman who comes with children. But I'm not writing to you because of any of that. I'm writing to tell you that I've noticed you. I've seen you, and I haven't been able to stop. I've seen you be the last one to take off your clothes. I've seen you standing behind the group, hiding without anyone noticing, and taking off your shirt when you felt no one was looking. But I saw you. I wasn't watching, but I saw you. I saw you sitting on the towel with a very careful and measured posture, covering your stomach with your arms. I saw you tucking your hair behind your ear while putting your head down, maybe so as not to move your arms from that casual yet very thought-out position. I saw you stand up to go swimming and take a big nervous gulp for having to wait like that, standing up, exposed towards your friend, using your arms once again as a shift to cover up your stretch marks and your loose skin and your cellulite. I saw you overwhelmed because of not being able to cover it all up while you stepped away from the group quietly, just like you did when you were taking off your shirt. I'm not sure if this had anything to do with your discomfort with yourself, but the friend that you were waiting for was letting her long, beautiful hair down her back, which was only missing a pair of Victoria's Secret wings. In the meantime, you were there, staring at the floor, looking for a hiding place within yourself, from yourself. And I would like to be able to tell you so many things, dear girl in the green bathing suit. Maybe because I, before being the woman who came with the girl and the boy, I have been there, on the towel where you stand. I would like to be able to tell you that, in reality, I've been on your towel and on your friend's towel. I've been you and I've been her, and now I'm neither. Or perhaps I'm both just the same. And if I could turn back time, I would choose to simply enjoy myself instead of worrying or glorifying about which of the two towels, hers or yours, I'd rather be on. I'd like to be able to tell you that I saw a book in your bag, and that any stomach your 16-year-old self has now will probably lose its tautness long before you lose your head. I'd like to be able to tell you that you have a beautiful smile, and that it's a pity that you're so focused on covering up you don't have time to smile more often. I'd like to be able to tell you that the body you seem to be ashamed of is beautiful just for being young. Heck, it's beautiful for being alive, for being cover and transportation for who you really are, and for being able to go with you where you want to go. I'd love to be able to tell you that I wish you could see yourself through the eyes of a 30-something woman, because maybe then you'd realize how much you deserve to be loved, even by you. I'd like to be able to tell you that the person that will one day love you, truly love you, won't love you in spite of your body, but will love every inch of it, every curve, every dimple, every line, every freckle. They will love that map, unique and precious, that is drawn across your body. And that if they don't love you in this way, then they don't deserve your love. I'd like to be able to tell you, believe me, believe me, believe me, you are perfect just as you are, sublime in your imperfection. But what can I tell you, since I am only the woman in the towel next to yours? Although, you know what? Today I came with my daughter, the girl in the pink bathing suit, the one that is playing in the river and is covering herself up with sand. Today she's only worried about whether or not the water is cold. I cannot tell you anything, dear girl in the green bathing suit, but to her, I will say everything. And to my boy, I will say everything too. Because just like that's the way we all deserve to be loved, that's how all of us should love in turn. Jessica Gomez.